See. Now, speaking of funds, this week the Prague-based NGO People in Need announced the start of a new charity campaign aimed at raising money for development assistance overseas. The funds will be used to help development in some of the world's poorest countries. The aim is to get Czechs to donate on a regular basis, not just when a headline-making crisis strikes. Jamie Brindley has the details.
Television adverts this week appeared on TV screens urging Czechs to subscribe to donate a certain amount of money each month to charity. People in Need want to provide a new fund for development in the world's least developed countries, as defined by the United Nations. The organization's head, Simon Panek, explained some of the project's goals.
The new campaign is focused on development assistance and development cooperation. This fund will support the solution of the long-term development problems like lack of primary education, lack of access to the primary health care, water supplies, and income generation. It's a long-term project which will be seen in the media during the next few years.
He also went on to reveal some interesting aspects of charity giving in the Czech Republic, comparing donation habits here with those elsewhere in the EU.
Czechs are quite able to contribute. The fundraising in the Czech Republic is much higher than in all other new member states, so the Czechs are ready to contribute, but only in the times of crisis, because they probably don't think that, or they are not aware that there are the needs which are not the front pages, but they could be more severe and more tragical than the crisis needs.
Providing information as to where the money goes and what it can achieve is important in getting people to donate. And Panek obviously feels the need to emphasize the value of the donations in the advertising surrounding the campaign's launch.
We think that it's quite important to explain to the people that their 200-300 Czech crowns per month could be enough for all school materials and the books and everything for one child in Africa for 1 year. About 1,000 Czech crowns per month could produce one place in a school. So through the building of the school, a few hundred Czech crowns could bring enough of medicines to survive one child life.
The head of People in Need feels that the response to the campaign will be slow and steady, unlike the responses seen following, say, natural disasters appeals. However, this will, he says, be in keeping with the project's aims, which are to create lasting sustainability and development in poverty-stricken countries across the world.
Again, I would like to underline that the project is a long-term project, so we don't expect the rush of the people to contribute now. Part of that is also to increase awareness of the development needs and development agenda among the Czech Republic, among the Czech population, which will, I hope, bring the results of more people contributing and subscribing to contribute monthly or annually to this fund.
www.radio.cz is our address on the internet now more than ever.